An affiliate program is a partnership with an online merchant. It's a website that sells goods and or services, and they're also known as associate, referral, and bounty programs. And you get paid for referring customers to these merchant websites. You get paid a commission if somebody buys a membership or a product through your affiliate link. eBay is actually one of those companies that does that. If I send somebody to eBay and they actually register as a member,
right,
I'll get paid $5 for having referred them as a member once that person has actually completed a bid. And I think they have to complete that bid within 30 days. So occasionally when you're looking at the statistics, you see that you've made $5 here, there, and everywhere, and then some of those $5 commissions disappear because those people didn't actually follow through on the bids.
Yeah.
But once you've got a member, or you've registered an eBay member through your link, you also make a nickel every single time that they do place a bid. So that can turn out to be quite lucrative. Mm.
People get used to hearing all these large sums of money, but what is interesting about your success is that you have made it from lots of these small amounts of money from all over the place. So it doesn't have to be $100 or $500 here, there, and everywhere, does it?
Oh, absolutely not. I would recommend that somebody start with a product or a service that doesn't cost a whole lot of money. Like, people don't mind spending $10, $15, $25 on the internet, but they're going to think long and hard before they spend $100 or $200.
That comes into other subjects that we've mentioned, where that becomes what's known as your back end, isn't it? Is when once you start to build up a mailing list of people, then you can perhaps try to sell them higher priced goods.
Absolutely.
We must point out that if people want the real inside information, as we call it, or detailed information, it's well worth getting a copy of your book. But just run through us some of the common mistakes that you see now other affiliates are making day in, day out.
The problems that I see that new affiliates are having is that they don't treat their affiliate marketing businesses and sites like a business. They don't pursue it consistently. They'll throw up a banner ad and hope for the best. And the real trick about affiliate marketing is that you have to consider yourself a partner of the merchant, which is what you are. You're an affiliated partner. And your job is to endorse that merchant's product. And I believe that if you do so honestly, that's what makes the sale. So you're telling your customers why you think they should buy this product, what it's doing for them, and that's how you become successful. And persistence, just keep at it. Learn everything that you possibly can. I think way too many of them give up. So those people who say, oh, well, I don't have to have a mailing list, that is the number one critical mistake that people make. They say, oh, well, I'm an affiliate marketer. It's not like I'm marketing my own product. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You need to have people coming back to your site, and the only way to do that is by having a mailing list.
Yeah, and of course, if you're just sending people straight to the other company's site, you're losing those people, as you said. So isn't that one of the rules, is to try and grab the name of the people who are coming to you?
Absolutely.
I mean, we say this every week on the radio show, and everybody I speak to, they say the same thing. Why do people just keep sending out spam or putting banners up when really, as you've just mentioned, you should be trying to develop that relationship with your readers, really, shouldn't you?
Exactly, yeah.
And then if you do recommend something, they'll take your advice most of the time.
Sure, and if people contact you, and the nice thing generally about being an affiliate is that you don't really have customers, and you don't, you don't have to process sales and money and everything else. You don't have to process or handle the products. But people will, as long as you've got a mailing list, people will get in touch with you with more questions. And you have to, as an affiliate, if you want to make that sale, you have to answer them as if they were your customers, because they are.
Again, in reading your book, I've noticed that you yourself have a really logical approach to the way you work. And again, the other point I want to make to people is, this is not easy work. It's hard work. And as you said, you have to be persistent. So do you find that by having that logical approach, that's what's really paid off for you over the last couple of years?
I believe so. By logical, I assume you mean by my use of spreadsheet. Well, I'm basically pretty lazy and I'm forgetful. And doing so just helps me remember what I'm supposed to do. I have a list of things that I have to do. And by following kind of a program, which is outlined in the book, it just makes it easier for me to know what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm. Okay, now I've done the keywords, now I have to write titles and descriptions, and then I have to actually file them with Overture and AHA and FindWhat and Canoodle and all the other pay-per-click search engines. Yeah, it just keeps me on track.
But you see, you already do that, you're now taking all that for granted. I mean, I remember years ago when I started, I did the usual thing, you know, I just signed up for something and then tried to buy some advertising somewhere, and it was just a complete mess. So I think, yes, you do have the right approach there.
No, I guess it's the right approach. It seems to work for me. It seems to work for those other affiliates that do it and are successful at it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you do. It's like anything else. I mean, to be successful at something, you have to do it. Practice until you get it right. And so one way to practice is to have a checklist of things that you have to do.
I mean, that's the one thing I liked about your book. You know, in the title, it says how much money you made as an affiliate. But then, of course, you do go on to explain how you have to do that.
Well, yeah, you said it's hard work. There's a lot of learning in the beginning. There's a lot of different things. It's because you're a sole proprietorship. You're doing absolutely everything to build up a business on your own. Mm. But in the real world, like if you were building a brick and mortar store, you couldn't possibly do all of that on your own in such a short period of time. So, no, it doesn't happen overnight, but it certainly happens a lot quicker than if you were going to try and start a business elsewhere.
Perhaps I am sounding too negative, but that is one of the great things about the internet, isn't it? As you said, it's not a bricks and mortar business. And I believe that you actually you ran your internet business alongside your full-time job for quite a while, didn't you?
Once I started this, it was so challenging. I made my first sale the first day my site went online.
Oh, right.
And so I just challenged myself to make more and more and more. And pretty soon I realized it had potential for some very good profits. So, yeah, I worked really, really hard at it. I basically, you know, I'd get up in the morning, I'd go to work, I'd come home. I think I forgot to eat a lot of days. I think I forgot to exercise a lot of days, but I never forgot to get on the computer to, you know, to tweak my site and to advertise and to learn as much as I possibly could. And by the end of that first year, I was already making $5,000 a month. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's reassuring, because I know that you worked in air traffic control, and I had visions of you having two screens, you know, one of the air traffic and the other one of the internet, but that wasn't the case.
Well, and even if I did, Peter, I wouldn't tell you.
How long did it take you to become an overnight success then?
Success is how you define it, and as far as I was concerned, I was a success that very first day. It was like I made $10.99 from a sale of a dating site or a dating service membership to One and Only, and I was absolutely gleeful, and I was even more gleeful when I got that check in my hand. It was like, wow, this is just, you know, this is too cool. So it depends on how you determine success. My definition was I was going to quit my job when I was making $10,000 a month, which was considerably more than I was making at my full-time job, but it was a buffer zone. It was a comfort zone of, you know, okay, I can do that. I can walk away from a steady income if I can make that much.
Yeah, and I think one of the keys as well, one I noticed, is that when you feel that you have the ability to create money when you want by promoting something or following that tried and tested path that you use, I think you can consider that to be success as well, can't you?
You're so right, and you know, it never even crossed my mind, but that is really the secret to entrepreneurship. It's knowing that you can create something from nothing just by using your own knowledge and skills or developing skills so that you become an expert in a particular area, not even an expert, just, you know, knowledgeable in a particular area, that you can make as much as you possibly want to. It's really all entirely up to you. You just have to decide.
I want to point out, just going off track a little bit here, is that a lot of people are making a lot of money by selling how-to programs and, you know, people who want business opportunity ideas. But what is interesting about yourself is that the areas of where you have made money have been all kinds of different areas, haven't they?
Well, primarily I stuck with the dating service memberships. I really did make that site work. I started off with sagehearts.com, and then the only thing that I did was I basically, because of the pay-per-click search engines not allowing adult friend finder, what I did was I split up the site so that it was kind of mild, medium, and, you know, a little bit spicy. But other than that, I honestly didn't branch into a whole lot of different areas. People are saying, well, why don't you tell us what the rest of your sites are? Are you scared that they're going to be, you know, we're going to copy them? Well, as a matter of fact, yeah, that has been a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
A couple of times I've had to tell people that I was going to be seeking legal action if they didn't do something.
Yes.
And I was. And fortunately for me, they've all complied and taken down their site, their ISP has taken down their site or whatever. So even if I did have a bunch of other sites in other topics, I probably wouldn't be saying. But I will tell you that I have ventured into the gambling realm and the online credit card application realm, kind of fitness vitamin sort of thing. That's about it.
Obviously, for the full details, people need to buy your book. But with each of these areas, you more or less followed the same system, did you, in terms of finding the keywords and then setting up the website?
Absolutely. Create a template for your website so that every page is, you just plug in the content and you go from there.
Okay, then. So people are listening to you saying, okay, Rosalind, come on, give us some tips now, some, you know, secrets or tips or whatever. Could you give us 5 success tips for a budding or, you know, striving affiliate out there?
Decide what you want to do first. Decide that you want to make so much money or that you want to do this business, and then do it. Just treat it seriously. Treat it like a business. It's not the same thing if you were going to go out and buy a business. You're going to be making some investments of your time and some money, not a whole lot of money, but you're still going to be making an investment of some money. So you might as well be serious about it. Do your homework. Buy my book, buy anybody's book, depending on what you're going to be doing. If you're going to be doing affiliate programs, there's a number of good books out. If you want to write an e-book, there's a number of good mentors out there. So pick one or two. And then, you know, do your homework, understand, but then stop doing the homework. Stop research and take action. Do what it says in the book. And really do what it says in the book, because I find that a lot of people come back and say, well, you know, nobody's ever come back and said it doesn't work. But what they do is they don't follow the guidelines.
Mm.
And you really, you know, nobody writes a book to have somebody follow half the steps and expect to be, you can't expect to be successful if if you only go halfway.
Mm.
So follow all the guidelines. And then just keep at it. I mean, that really is the hallmark of a successful entrepreneur is persistence and perseverance.
I found that, especially on the internet, just the fact that you've stayed in business on the internet for a year, and you can then say that to people, is positive in itself, isn't it? Because it does show that you're serious about what you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm coming up to 6 years.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You're a real veteran then now.
Well, yeah. I'm an old-timer. Yeah.
We'll be having an old-timers conference soon, you know, for,
is that right?
For all you guys, you know, Jonathan Mizell, Yannick Silva, yourself, you know.
Exactly.
Because that's what's frightening about the internet, is that it does move so quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, it's huge. Well, I just did a major overhaul on my on the book, because there were so many new software programs out there and changes to other software programs and things that just are no longer applicable. I released the book in late May of 2003. You know, it's the end of September. It changes really, really quickly.
Most people that I've spoken to and speak to on the radio show tend to say that they think the internet is now definitely here to stay, and all the ups and downs have kind of more or less gone now. Do you have the same view? Do you have a positive view for the future?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have quit my job. I mean, I had I was there for 22 years or something like that, and I was leading up to a fairly good pension. So I wouldn't have given that up had I not firmly believed that this was what I was going to be doing for the next, well, hopefully not too long, but if I wanted to, you know, I could do it for the next 20 years. But I certainly expect that I can do it for the next 5 years and then just let things kind of hum along.
This kind of business, you don't necessarily have to retire from it, do you? Because you could probably, with 1 hour a day or 1 hour a week, or, you know, now, you could probably keep the thing running, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing, too, because, like, who really wants to retire? Retire to what? To do nothing? I love this because it means that I can research new topics and just constantly challenge myself. I think that's good for a brain.
I think you're right. Especially as you get older as well, as you're calling yourself a veteran now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, really. It's kind of like dog ears.
Eh? I really enjoyed reading your book because it's certainly not one of those fluffy type books that skims across the top. It's, in my opinion, it's a very detailed book, so I would definitely recommend people get hold of it. And of course, if people come to your site, we'll give them a link and they can just get more information about you and check you out, really. Yeah?
Well, that's great. I thank you for the compliment about the book. That was the plan. I wanted to give step-by-step guide to let people know that it's entirely doable. You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I certainly knew nothing about business when I started this.